Hello, everyone, and welcome to Food Disruptors, an IFT podcast that brings you the latest insights and perspectives from some of the brightest minds in the science of food. Each episode, our guests discuss the ever-changing intersection of entrepreneurship, innovation, and science, and their role in advancing our global food system. This week, we're partnering with IFT's international division to explore the world of food foundations. It's a play on words that focuses on foundations that work on improving global food and agriculture, and also that food is the foundation for global health, well-being, and prosperity. I'm your host, Matt Teagarden, and today we're joined with IFT's very own foundation, Feeding Tomorrow. Feeding Tomorrow's mission focuses on bringing the best and brightest minds to the science of food and helping them improve the world. Today we're joined by Donna Rosa, Feeding Tomorrow Liaison of IFT's International Division, Bernard Van Langerich, the 2018-2019 Chair of the Feeding Tomorrow Board of Trustees, and Nancy Moriarty, the 2019-2020 Chair of Feeding Tomorrow Board of Trustees. Thank you all for being with me today.
Thank you. It's great. I'm so excited to be here, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Happy to be here.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
So, Donna, let's start with you. How did you come up with the idea to do a podcast series for IFT on foundations?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. So the germination of this idea actually originated back in last year at IFT 18. As you know, every year the leadership from all the divisions get together at the annual meeting and they review their strategic plans and develop their activities for the upcoming year. Last year, we changed the format a little bit into an innovation lab, which worked really well. And one of the activities that evolved from that exercise was to do a podcast series. I was charged with putting the podcast series together. And so I started to think about, you know, what to do. And a key focus of the international division is actually the concept of food security. And so I wanted to incorporate that because it's important, but also it's something that I'm passionate about. I work in developing countries. I work with small food processors and agribusinesses, and it's an important area. Plus, I'm as you stated before, I'm the liaison between the division and Food Feeding Tomorrow. So I started to think about the foundation. I know what it does, particularly as pertaining to volunteer globally, which you'll hear more about later on in the podcast. But there are lots of other foundations that do really interesting work in the whole area of food. And, you know, it ranges everything from sort of urban food deserts to rural agriculture and everything in between. So I put together a series where we would talk to the different foundations in the series, and each one would have a different focus. So the focus of this one is called Rooted in Food Science, Feeding Tomorrow. And the others in the series are going to cover things like food waste, sustainable food systems, support to smallholder farmers, nutrition, and so forth. So that's how it got started. I hope that everyone, you know, tunes into the rest of the series as well. And I'm very pleased to be starting with our very own foundation here at IFT.
That's great. Yeah, I can definitely appreciate there's so many different types of nonprofits out there and foundations out there that really do a lot of good work that people might not know about. So I think this series is such a great idea to shed some light on that.
Yeah, thanks.
So Bernard, speaking about Feeding Tomorrow, give me a little background on how you became involved with Feeding Tomorrow to the point where you're now chair of the Board of Trustees.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. So when I was at an IFT event about 6 years ago, I met with Bruce Stillings, who is a prior IFT president. I know Bruce since over 30 years. I worked with him at Nabisco many years ago. And Bruce actually encouraged my involvement in Feeding Tomorrow, and he encouraged me to make a donation and get engaged in what Feeding Tomorrow does. And I was really encouraged by the way he talked about it, and I joined the board about 6 years ago and learned, was privileged to be part of the board and could learn what Feeding Tomorrow was doing. And so today I'm privileged to be a chair, service chair of the organization. And please allow me to share a little bit about, you know, who we are and why we exist.
Yeah.
Feeding Tomorrow is the official foundation of the Institute of Food Technologists. And we are really on a mission to raise awareness of careers in the science of food and share solutions to help ensure a healthier tomorrow. And each day, we and volunteers, the board, many people work to raise both the awareness and interest in food science and the science of food as a desirable career path. And by attracting, retaining, and supporting the best minds of the profession, we will help to ensure the world has the ability to feed a growing and diverse population. And our vision is very much along the same lines. Our vision is essentially to have an enduring culture of support for today's and tomorrow's generation of professionals in the science of food to help secure a safe, nutritious, and sustainable food supply for everyone.
Well, I think that's great. I think in my mind, you know, people will have sort of a narrow view possibly of the foundation, and really your vision is so much larger than just providing scholarships. You want to support the good work that professionals in the science of food are doing, and really help them apply it to situations in which it's really needed. So Nancy, why don't you touch on a little bit of Feeding Tomorrow, its origins, and really how it's evolved to get to this point?
The IFT Foundation originally was launched in the mid-1980s. In 1993, under the leadership of IFT President Al Clausey, the foundation began legally operating separately from IFT. In the mid-90s, the IFT Council approved a campaign to start building the foundation for a better tomorrow. And that raised $2.5 million over 2 years. In 2010, the IFT Foundation became Feeding Tomorrow, the foundation of the Institute of Food Technologists, and at that time launched a new standalone website and brand identity. In 2015, the Feeding Tomorrow Board of Trustees developed a new strategy to further support and grow operations. And this year, we continue progress delivering against this foundation strategy. To strengthen progress, we've identified strategic priorities and engaged more volunteer leadership. We've established 4 specific task forces addressing key goals comprised of 18 volunteers, IFT staff, and Feeding Tomorrow trustees. So we've really broadened the scope of the organization. I joined IFT in 1991. In spring 2016, Noel Anderson suggested I apply for an open board of trustees position, due in large part to my involvement in student support with the Chicago section, my employer PepsiCo, and the University of Illinois. Since 2016, I've been a member of the board's Motivate and Support Committee. I am proud to be Feeding Tomorrow's chair-elect. I hope to leverage this position to continue Feeding Tomorrow's journey toward achieving our mission and core promises to motivate, support, and leverage.
So Bernard, what does the foundation hope to accomplish?
Well, Matt, I've shared our vision with you earlier, and more specifically, our mission is to bring the best and brightest minds to the science of food and to help them improve the world. And we are doing this through 3 promises. First, we motivate. And what that means is we promise to encourage bright students to pursue careers in food science, science of food, food engineering, and contiguous categories. And this is because the future of our food system is facing many challenges, such as population growth, urbanization, protein security, climate change, food waste, limited arable land and water, just to name a few really important ones. And we need many bright young minds to pursue careers in our profession to help address those challenges. And second, we support. We promise to encourage, promote, and reward excellence of students pursuing careers in the science of food. And our scholarship program is one of the largest in the nation, rewarding undergraduates and graduate students for their dedication to their future profession. And third, and last but certainly not least, we leverage. And what that means is we promise to bring together the collective knowledge of our community to pursue food and nutrition solutions for those in need. Knowledge is power. And with an IFT community of over 17,000 strong, Feeding Tomorrow will contribute and disseminate knowledge about food and nutrition solutions, in particular for those at the bottom of the economic pyramid and in most needed regions of the world.
So like we mentioned in the beginning, there are quite a few different nonprofits and foundations dedicated to different aspects of the science of food. So Bernard, could you tell me a little bit about what makes Feeding Tomorrow different from other food-related foundations?
Absolutely, Matt. I'm really happy to report that we have launched a very specific, very unique global volunteer program. We call this program Food Experts Without Borders. With this program, Feeding Tomorrow will help IFT members finding opportunities with non-for-profit partner organizations to use specific expertise or to get their expertise to work abroad to address challenges in agriculture, food production, food safety and nutrition, or distribution, for example. And this program will amplify our impact on local communities, spur scientific progress, and create better access to safe and nutritious food around the world. With our Food Volunteer Globally program now in place, Feeding Tomorrow is very well positioned to have an even greater global impact to help those who need it most.
The world needs the brightest minds engaged in the science of food in order to help feed a projected population of 9 billion people in 2050. Feeding Tomorrow works every day to raise both the awareness of and interest in the science of food as a desirable career path. We work in partnership with IFT, IFT Student Association, and others within the food sector to ensure the vital work of food scientists continues and collective knowledge is applied to all the critical global food-related problems. I'll offer a few examples of how we are living out our promises. IFT members probably know us best by our annual Fun Run and Fitness event. This event provides funding for our scholarship program, which is one of the largest in the nation, rewarding undergraduate and graduate students for their dedication to their future profession. Just last year, we funded over 73 academic and travel scholarships. Since its inception, Feeding Tomorrow has provided more than $3 million worth of support to more than 3,000 undergraduate and graduate students. In 2018, Feeding Tomorrow invested in our first research study to uncover students' primary motivation in pursuing food science and to track the trends and attributes of academic programs in the U.S. The insights we gained will inform new partnerships with institutions and organizations as we grow and nurture future professionals and emerging leaders and propel our field forward. The last thing I'll note, which I'm personally very excited about, is our recent effort to enhance our library of resources for K-13 plus educators on our Learn About Food Science webpage. Most educators are not aware of food science and the breadth of potential careers it offers. The area on our website has been under construction for a year. With the help of contributors across IFT, we recently relaunched a revised page with updated content. This supplements our annual educator event occurring during IFT's annual meeting. Our goal is to extend outreach to educators by providing resources they require to introduce food science into their classrooms.
And Donna, from your experience with other foundations, what do you see as unique about Feeding Tomorrow?
Yeah, Matt. So what makes this foundation different is that Feeding Tomorrow has food science at its core. It's the only one, to my knowledge, that does that. And it makes sense because it's IFT, and that's what IFT is about. Earlier, I mentioned some of the other foundations that we're going to be talking to that focus on different areas. All of these areas are complementary to each other, but it's the food science piece that brings a whole different perspective and complements all of the work that's being done by the other foundations.
So Nancy, what are some ways that IFT members can support and become involved with some of Feeding Tomorrow's programs?
Thanks for asking, Matt. I'll offer three ways. First, have fun and maintain fitness by participating in our Fun Run and Fitness event at this year's IFT 19 in New Orleans. Participants can run, walk, yoga, bike, or swim anywhere, anytime, with the option to participate virtually. Or you can join us on site for a 5K run, a 1 mile walk, or yoga, followed by a celebratory after party, complete with goodies from our generous sponsors. It's not too late to register online. Learn more at iftevent.org/funrun. We offer the option of team participation, so please consider encouraging team participation to colleagues from your workplace, local section, or division. We also suggest you visit our website, feedingtomorrow.org, to read more about the programming we do under Motivate, Support, and Leverage. I believe you'll be pleasantly surprised about the activities underway. After you learn more about our work, we would appreciate your engagement to help us spread the word among the IFT community about our ongoing work. Last, please contact me or the Feeding Tomorrow staff to let us know if you want to volunteer, whether virtually, at IFT, through our Fun Run and Fitness event, or internationally through our Volunteer Globally program.
So what's in it for those who choose to get involved with Feeding Tomorrow?
Well, Matt, first, there's a lot of fun involved, as Nancy had mentioned earlier. And second, it's a great way to give back and to help ensure that we have a sustainable, talented pipeline of food professionals that will get engaged in securing the future of food. And third, and most importantly, however, there's an incredible reward. My sense is that there's nothing that can be more rewarding than leveraging your own expertise in addressing and solving the most precious challenges in the food system and enable a sustainable, safe, and nutritious global food supply for the future. Step by step, and one solution at a time, and multiplied over and over and over again. Multiplying solutions will make the biggest impact grow exponentially. And our goal is to affect at least 10 million people over the next 10 years, and even more thereafter.
So Donna, with the work you do with Feeding Tomorrow and other foundations, what sort of final thoughts do you have for us today?
Yeah, I think I'd like to encourage anyone, any of the listeners, IFT members, anyone who is interested in this area of food security, who cares about this, to get involved with the International Division. We could certainly use your help. And your assistance and your input. So you can find us on the IFT website, or you can get a hold of me through IFT Connect. I'm on there. I post frequently. And I just encourage everyone to get involved with the division and help us make it better.
Great. And I'm looking forward to more episodes, learning more about different food foundations as well.
Great.
Well, thank you all for your time and your thoughts. And thank you to our listeners. Be sure to check out Feeding Tomorrow's website to learn more about their initiatives and how to support this great foundation. If you're enjoying Food Disruptors, please let us know by leaving a review on iTunes or by connecting with IFT. You can find us at IFT on Twitter and by searching the Institute of Food Technologists, or IFT, on Facebook and LinkedIn. Thanks for listening to Food Disruptors. I'm your host, Matt Teagarden. Have a great day, everyone.